today's contestants, a professional taste tester from Oakland, California, Audrey Coe. A client services coordinator from New Haven, Connecticut, Matthew Leonard. And our returning champion, a managing director from Newark, Delaware, Michelle Hall, whose one day cash winnings total $17,900. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us. We have had some excellent, very competitive games so far this week. And interestingly enough, today we have three contestants with five first names. Interesting. All right, Michelle, you get to go first from these categories in the Jeopardy round. Symbols, followed by percentage. At, hey, we've got a lot of symbols. And footnotes, and finally, greater than. Talk about mysterious categories. Michelle.
Let's go with at for 200, please.
About 1,600 smaller islands surround the main one of this nation that's 90 miles south of Key West. Audrey.
What is Cuba?
Yes.
And for 1,000.
In 1949, Billboard added this new music category to replace what had been called race records. Matthew.
What is R&B?
R&B, rhythm and blues, yes.
Symbols for 200?
On the Great Seal of the United States, the eagle grasps this symbol of peace in its right talon. Matthew.
Was an olive branch?
That's it.
Symbols for 400?
One symbolic representation of Christ is as the paschal type of this animal. Michelle.
What's a lamb?
Correct.
And for 800.
It's the traditional name of the British dish seen here. Audrey.
What is bangers and mash?
Correct.
Percent for 1,000.
The government contacts about 110,000 people to get this monthly figure, 3.6% for October of 2019. Matthew.
What is unemployment?
Yes.
And for 600?
Benjamin Franklin wrote, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except these two things." Michelle.
What are death and taxes?
You got them both.
Symbols for 600.
Gary Anderson designed three chasing arrows as the symbol for this. The negative space on the inside resembles a pine tree. Audrey?
What is recycling?
Correct.
Symbols for 1,000.
Because of his days as a sailor, the founder of this department store used a red star as its symbol. Michelle?
What is Macy's?
Yes.
Footnotes for 600?
You can get lost in the footnotes and notes on the footnotes in S, a novel conceived by this sci-fi writer-director. Michelle?
Who's J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Footnotes 800.
A 2016 papal footnote caused a ruckus by saying some divorced Catholics can have the help of these, such as communion. They can have the help of the sacraments. Back to you, Michelle.
Footnotes for 1,000.
Gibbon's notes in Decline and Fall of This include a burn on an ancient historian. Ammianus is so eloquent that he writes nonsense. Michelle.
What's the Roman Empire?
Yes.
The greater than for 600?
In 2019, Jason Bateman won an Emmy for his direction of this series, and Julia Garner won for playing Missouri local Ruth Langmore. Matthew.
It was Ozark?
Correct.
And at for 600.
And so there, the Daily Double.
Let's make it a true Daily Double, please.
All right, for a total of 5,600, a $2,000 lead, if you are correct. This waterway extends 51 miles from Limon Bay to a second bay whose name would kind of give it away. Matthew.
What is the Bay of Portugal?
No, what is the Panama Canal? Panama Canal. All right, that drops you down to zero, and it takes us into our first commercial break. Audrey Koh is a professional taste tester from Oakland in California. Graduated from the same high school as...
Ken Jennings, that is correct.
Good for you.
Yeah, in South Korea, same school.
Yeah? Okay. Now, a lot of our contestants take part in trivia contests that occur in bars. You host a weekly trivia contest, but not in a bar.
Yes, it's at a movie theater in Oakland.
Does the material have to be about movies?
Not necessarily. I will say I like to do movies because I feel like pop culture is the only thing that really brought me to Jeopardy today.
Okay. Do they pay you for hosting?
Yes, although I haven't turned in any invoices for the past couple of months, so I should thank you for the reminder.
Okay. Matthew Leonard is a client services coordinator from New Haven, Connecticut, who's taken pottery classes.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of pottery are we talking about here?
Just ceramics, you know, bowls, and I've made...
You have a wheel, a turning wheel?
Yeah, I mean, I don't own it, but, you know, you go to a class and learn about it and everything, so, yeah, it's fun.
All right. Michelle Paul.
Hi.
From Newark, Newark. I did it again. Newark.
Newark.
Delaware. You created a special kind of blog.
Yes. So before I lived in Newark, I lived in Brooklyn, New York. And a thing that people do in Brooklyn, New York is if they want, they have old books or really other things that they want to get rid of, they'll just put them out on their stoop. And so I started going around and I would walk around my neighborhood and take pictures of all the stoop books of Brooklyn that were out there. And I started a blog of those pictures.
Now, you just did the same thing that I did a few moments ago. You said New York instead of Newark. Alex, lame humor, Alex. Matthew, you're in command of the board. Go ahead, make a selection as we continue, please.
At for a thousand.
What a pyramid scheme. The landmark here in this ancient Mayan city was dedicated to Kukulkan. And that would be Chichen Itza. Matthew, go again.
At for 800.
A small trading town until the 19th century, this city on the Huangpu River now has a population of 20 plus million, kidnapped sailors aside. Matthew.
What is Shanghai?
That's it.
Percent for 800.
In the dystopian Netflix show 3%, kids in the slums of this largest Brazilian city are competing to join an offshore paradise. Audrey.
What is Rio de Janeiro?
No.
Oh.
Matthew or Michelle? What is Sao Paulo? Back to you, Matteo. Matthew.
Symbols for 800.
Long a symbol of communism, this pair represents the union of worker and peasant. Matthew.
What is hammer and sickle?
You got it.
Footnotes for 4.
A footnote in Richard Feynman's Caltech lectures scolds these versifiers who say science reduces the stars' beauty. Michelle.
Who are poets?
Yeah.
Greater than for 800.
In 2019, the Grammy for Best Country Duo Group Performance went to Tequila by the duo of Dan and Him. Audrey.
Who is Shay?
Yes, with less than a minute now.
1,000.
With superheroic effort at 2019's NAACP Image Awards, he bested Michael B. Jordan again as Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture. Audrey?
Who is Boseman?
Chadwick Boseman, right.
The percent 600.
In 2018-19, James Harden of this team led the NBA in usage, the percentage of plays he's involved in on offense. And that team is the Houston Rockets. Audrey?
At for 400.
No visit to Iceland would be complete without a visit to the Bay of Smokes, this capital city founded around 874. Michelle?
What is Reykjavik?
Yes.
And for 400.
A classic reader featured fun with these two siblings, along with their dog, Spot. Audrey?
Who is Dick and Jane?
Correct.
400 greater than.
The People's Choice winner for Best TV Comedy of 2018 was this show set in a prison. Michelle?
What's Orange is the New Black?
You got it.
Percent for 400.
The Occupy Wall Street movement helped popularize the populist phrase, "We are the this." Audrey.
What is the 99%?
Yes. And with that, you wind up at 3,400. Matthew in third place, though, going first when we come back. it's still within reach for Matthew. There's a lot of cash available in Double Jeopardy. And here are the categories. I hope they are to your liking. Species names, 14-letter words, sounds tougher than it is. Literary festivals, historic pleas, world transportation. And finally, this is a good one, real-life celebrity superheroes. Where do we start?
14-letter words for 400.
The action of changing a lowercase letter into an uppercase one. Matthew?
What is decapitalization?
No. Michelle?
What is capitalization?
That's it, yes. We didn't need the D at the beginning. Michelle, go.
14 letters for 800.
Buildings and roads are part of this, the set of features needed for running a city. Michelle.
What is infrastructure?
Correct.
Words for 1,200.
Someone in this profession of the man seen here, from the Greek for ancient, often works with an archaeologist. Audrey.
What is a paleontologist?
Good.
Real-life celebrity superheroes, 2,000.
Before playing Gibbs on NCIS, he sledgehammered the window of a burning car and pulled two teens to safety. And the actor is Mark Harmon. Audrey, go again.
World transportation, 1,600.
Carrying 5,000-plus passengers, one of the largest cruise liners, the Harmony of the Seas is operated by this company with a sea name. And that would be Royal Caribbean. Audrey.
Historic pleas, 400.
In 1860, after anti-abolitionists broke up a meeting, this thinker and ex-slave delivered a plea for freedom of speech in Boston. Audrey.
Who is Douglas?
Frederick Douglass. Right you are.
Same category, 800.
An 11th century chronicle says Lady Godiva pleaded with her husband to lower the people's taxes. He said, okay, if you'll do this. Audrey.
What is horseback ride naked through the town?
That's right.
Historic pleas, 1,200.
Answer. Daily double. And look at that, you are just $200 off the lead.
4,000.
All right.
Okay.
Chief Joseph met Teddy Roosevelt and pleaded with him to allow this tribe to return to its ancestral home.
Can I change my wager?
No. You can't. Give me a response.
Who are
the Nez Perce?
I wouldn't have known that anyways.
Okay, you're at 1,800. Go again.
World transportation, 1,200.
This U.S. interstate passes through 8 states on its 2,400-plus mile journey from Santa Monica to Jacksonville. Audrey?
What is Route 66?
Nope. What is I-10? Back to you, though, Audrey.
Species names, 400.
Macropus rufus is this color kangaroo. Matthew.
What is red?
That's it.
World transportation, 2,000.
In 31 hours, South Africa's blue train travels in luxury between these two cities, the administrative and legislative capitals. Audrey.
What is Cape Town and Pretoria?
You got them both.
Real-life celebrity superheroes, 1,200.
This 90s figure skater called 911 and gave mouth-to-mouth to an 81-year-old woman who collapsed in a bar in Portland. Michelle.
Who's Tanya Harding?
Yes.
14-letter words, 16.
If you have this condition, you see distant objects more clearly than near ones. Michelle.
What's astigmatism?
Nope. Matthew.
Was farsightedness?
Yes. Were you counting the letters in your brain as you were saying? Go again.
14-letter words for 2,000.
Adjective for a space probe designed to travel between Earth and Jupiter, for example. Audrey.
What is transplanetary?
No. Matthew.
Was a satellite?
No. Correct response. What is interplanetary? Back to you, Matthew.
Literary festivals, 400.
This California city is home to Litquake, which celebrated its 20th anniversary in 2019. Michelle.
What is San Francisco?
Yes.
Species names, 1,200.
The annuus in Helianthus annuus, the sunflower, implies it lives up to this number of years. Michelle.
What is one?
Yes.
Species name 1600.
Answer there. The Daily Double. And you have a big lead, $6,000 more than Matthew.
I'll wager $2,200.
Alrighty then, here is the clue. Pendulus borealis, the deep water prawn, is also known as this directional shrimp.
What is north? Northern?
Yes. Northern or north shrimp, yes. Go again.
Let's do literary festivals for 800.
The Tennessee Williams and the Saints and Sinners LGBT literary festivals are both held in this southern city. Michelle.
What is New Orleans?
That's it.
Literary 1200.
Each year, the Western Folklife Center in Elko, Nevada, hosts the National Gathering for Poetry named for this rustic job. That rustic job is cowboy. Michelle.
Literary 1600.
Louisville's Gonzo Fest is not about Muppets. It celebrates the writing of this native son. Audrey.
Who is Wright?
No. Michelle or Matthew? Who is Hunter Thompson? Less than a minute now, Michelle.
Literary 2000.
One of the largest book festivals in Europe is held in Poland and named for this author of Heart of Darkness. Matthew.
It was Conrad.
Joseph Conrad, yes.
Historic Please 2000.
He asked for mercy from Chester Arthur, arguing that he increased Arthur's income from $8,000 to $50,000 a year. And that would be the man who killed Garfield, the president, and Charles Guiteau. Back to you, Matthew.
Historic Please, 1600.
Lycaon, son of this Trojan king, begs Achilles, be merciful and spare me. Achilles kills him. Audrey?
It was Pyrrhus.
No. Matthew or Michelle? Oh, Audrey, it's King Priam.
Oh.
Priam. Back to you, Matthew.
Species names, 2000.
The gopher tortoise, Gopherus polyphemus, is named for one of these cave-dwelling creatures in Greek myth. Named for a cyclops. And with that, we wrap this round up, and unfortunately for Audrey, she's in the red with me, which means she finishes in third place and goes home with $1,000. So it'll be Matthew and Michelle dealing with this subject in the final today. French towns. French towns. Clue in a moment.
The choice is yours. Now get great offers across our full line. Shop at your local Nissan store today and choose Nissan.com.
Rain on the way for the weekend. Coming up, the exact timeline of when the rain will begin, how much rain we could see this weekend, and a look ahead to some warmer temperatures.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's the type of vehicle the hungry raccoons steal. What is a garbage truck? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
We're looking for a French town in our final today. To help you, here is the clue. Legend says local farm wife Marie Harel and a priest from Brie created the famous product of this Normandy village. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Matthew, we come to you first. You were in second place with $3,200. What did you write down? What is cheese? That's the product. That's not the name, to my knowledge, of a French town. And you lose everything you had. You're going to finish in second place, obviously. And now to Michelle. Had a runaway game going with a low score of $10,200, but came up with the correct response, right. The town of Camembert. Yes, when you think of Brie, you also think of Camembert, great cheeses. And you will add $2,022. That bumps you up to $12,222 and gives you a two-day total of $30,122. Congratulations. Enjoy the weekend. Come back and see us on Monday. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
For long-term joint health, trust OsteoBiFlex, the number one pharmacist-recommended joint care supplement for 13 years running. OsteoBiFlex.
What does ferociously strong tape mean? T-Rex is on a mission to find out. First, we froze T-Rex duct tape in a block of ice. Then we braved bitter temperatures to put it to work. The result of this extreme real-world test? That frozen to the core T-Rex tape still sticks, even in the coldest temperatures. Ferociously strong tape.